Some workers around the country got a 50 cents an hour pay raise today, part of a two-step congressionally mandated increase in the minimum wage. It's the first raise in the minimum wage in 5 years. The government estimates the higher wage, now at $4.75 an hour, will mean that thousands of Americans are no longer poor. But workers aren't so sure. They say the higher wage was long overdue, but it might not be enough to make a difference. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
At a busy street corner in Pensacola, Florida, the fast food franchise Hardee's does a booming lunch business.
Okay, that's an 8-piece chicken, biscuit, anything else for you, ma'am? All
right. 29-year-old Trina Terrell has been taking orders at the Hardee's counter for 16 months. She's among the workers who will benefit from the new $4.75 minimum wage. Today's 50-cent hike is the first of two increases that will boost it to $5.15 an hour next September. Trina says she's looking forward to making a little extra money, but it's not enough.
It's going to help me out a lot, you know. I think it should win up more than that, you know, more than 50 cents. Because, man, everything's so high, everything expensive. It should have went up at least a dollar.
Like many hourly wage earners, Trina already made slightly higher than the minimum wage. She started at $4.25, but had worked her way to $4.65 before today. Many workers who were already making $4.75 an hour are watching their co-workers get a raise while they're not. Melody Danger says that's not fair. Melody has been working at Hardee's for 6 months. She got a 20-cent raise today.
It's not going to do me any good because taxes are going to go up. So what little I was making over minimum wage, basically I got demoted, you know, because they're not going to hire our wage up any, you know.
Manager Kelly Smith says he understands his workers' concerns, but says the company couldn't afford across-the-board 50-cent pay raises.
I wish I could give everybody more, but unfortunately it's not in my hands.
Kelly says not only are wages for his workers going up today, but so are prices on a few menu items. And the company that owns this Hardee's franchise, Flagstar Enterprises, says it raised prices because of an overall increase in costs, including higher labor. It's not unusual for businesses to pass such costs to customers, says Steve Hackey, manager of Pensacola's City Drugs.
Payroll is one of your biggest expenses in running a business, and when the payroll goes up, you know, the cost of goods are going to go up to offset that expense. So yes, it does have an effect on everyone that shops in the store.
City Drugs started giving cashiers pay hikes during the summer, when it appeared Congress would likely raise the minimum wage. But smaller businesses, like Matthews Cleaners, waited until today. Hal Lightman owns Matthews, a dry cleaning and laundry business in Pensacola. He can't pass along the higher labor costs to customers, Lightman says, or they'll find other cleaners. But he believes it was time for a higher minimum wage, considering the cost of living.
Yeah, the wages are definitely behind the times. I can remember making $5 an hour in the early 1970s. So, you know, when you're talking $4.75 an hour, it's still behind the times.
If Congress had not raised the minimum wage today, wages would have fallen to a 40-year low in January. This is Debbie Elliott in Pensacola, Florida.